Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris Show. Chris Tim told me two things today, both new to me. One of them, we were watching a piece here locally. They are going to rezone a residential area to put in, of all things, another storage unit store, you know, where you can store your stuff. They're everywhere.
It's unbelievable. Yes. I mean, yes. There's one being built by my house, and when you didn't know what it was, everyone got excited because
I know.
It was a big...
I think the same thing.
I know. Yeah. You're like, oh, great. What is
it going to be?
Yeah. You know what we thought? Neighborhood Walmart. Yeah, like the small, right. The small ones. So we're like, yes. And then you see the sign go up and it's like, great new storage. And it's like, is everyone really needing this much storage space? I guess the answer is yes.
I think the answer has to be yes. We just have too much stuff, junk and crap.
There's too much crap. Every time I open a drawer in my house, there's crap that's been shoved into it. I don't even know
what
it is.
Easy, she's listening.
Are we sure about that? Or is it puppy time?
It's possible.
Is she tethered to the puppy?
No.
There's only daddy tethered to the puppy. Yeah.
I'm the only one tethered to the puppy. But she watches them, of course, like a hawk when I'm not around. Mm. And she'll tether him to a large piece of furniture.
Does the animal know when it goes to the bathroom to walk to the door now?
Not yet.
That's, still?
That, I think that comes in time. I think that...
okay.
I mean, he always goes out. He always piddles or diddles or both when we go out.
Sounds like daddy- a song. Sounds like a bad Mary Poppins song. Piddles or diddles or both. Piddles or diddles or both. Sounds like the one that was cut. They're like, I don't know if we can have him do that.
Piddles or diddles. Piddles or diddles.
Man, he's a
fan. Piddles or diddles or both.
We have Van Dyke do that? I don't think we can.
Are we picking up poo with our bare hands out in the yard?
That's my daughter's job. So you can imagine.
That's right. She wants to be a vet.
Yeah, right. Tim's emotional about this. It's a new puppy. It's a new puppy. Of course, she's supposed to do it every day or two. And then she'll come in from a long, difficult day of lifeguarding and just be like, it's been a day. I can't look at the backyard.
I can't do it.
The other day, my daughter worked from, it was like 1 p.m. to 9 p.m., which was like middle of the day to close. Okay, so that's 8
long
hours.
Shift.
That's 8 hours, yeah. And before she went, she goes, do you know how long I'm working today? And I said, how long? She goes, 8 hours. Can you imagine? And I was like, well, that's a pretty standard, 8 hours. She goes, 8 hours? And I was like, yeah, that's what people generally.
When she, it's been a long time since, does she get a lunch break or a dinner break?
She gets a free lunch from the pool. So she gets like a 30 to 45 minute break. Okay. And of course, sometimes she's working, she'll wander the pool. Yeah. You know, you do different.
Well, yeah, usually they don't want you looking at the same section.
Exactly.
Often.
And by the way, rotate. Well, you'd speak to this. You're a lifeguard. Or were 7 years behind the whistle. She says the kids just will ignore her sometimes. And she'll they'll just go right back to doing it again. She'll get out.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, the audacity. She comes home. She's like, these kids, the audacity of these kids. Like, yeah, that's
she's
how,
learning lessons.
Yeah, that's
believe
how
that.
It is. Exactly. So anyhow, I will go out with the new puppy. And when I come back in, I'll say, I can report a piddle and a diddle. And I make the, and we mark it on the wall. You know, it's like we're hoping for.
The way some people mark their children's growth.
Yes. Yeah. We're getting like 5 piddles a day and 2 to 3 diddles, which is really.
Whoa.
Are we happy?
He's diddling a lot.
Oh, yeah. He diddles a lot. And that, we're very happy with that because he's had an accident or two in the house, but not many. And I report, you know, I told you, as soon as he starts to. Piddle in the house, you have to scoop him up and take the piddle to your chest and then go.
Take the hit, like landing on jumping on a grenade.
Exactly.
But has he damaged anything that's permanent? Rugs, no. Fabric?
No, he has not. He'll try to chew a rug and I'll use my stern voice with him and he'll look at me, you know, quizzically. Mm. He's a pretty smart dog. I mean, this little guy.
Yeah.
He's wormed his way into my heart.
Well, he doesn't like your stern voice because he's used to, my pooper.
All the time. Yeah. That's right.
And I think for this summer, I think we found the song in the summer. Piddles or diddles or both.
Right. And you should see me celebrate a diddle. Now, I'll give him a thumbs up over a piddle, but when he diddles, oh, my God, you diddled your boy, you diddle boy. And I mean, what was it Gary Shandling said where when you celebrate a kid diddling long ago, like when your son would make a poopy Mm-hmm. And you'd say, oh my gosh, it's so good. And Gary Shandling said, I'm thinking this guy is not very hard to shop for. Did you make a present for Daddy?
Shandling, gone too soon.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Just an underappreciated genius.
Did you make a present for Daddy? Look, he made a present for you.
Yeah, you're a good boy.
That's right. So what we noticed on the news piece about the new storage facility opening, and again, it's like if you see something, oh, something's coming, you think, oh, a new restaurant.
Yeah, because it's a happening shopping dining area.
It's a storage facility, which nobody wants. But of course, the next cut was to the city council meeting where every resident,
all the locals
were like, we don't want this. We do not want this. So here's what, and this is such a great insight. Chris Dim always makes these great insights. One, we always say, I want a Trader Joe's. I want a Buc-ee's. I want this. And when they start to build it, everyone in the area goes, I don't want this.
Not
I
here.
I don't want this. Yes. Not here. Yeah. Put it somewhere else. And he said, we got a bunch of NIMBYs. Now, I don't know the term NIMBY. And he said it, and I thought it was like a real slur at some group. I was like, who are you?
Can you say that?
He goes, look at all these NIMBYs.
Who's he slurring?
And you know, there's some... There was like a white guy up there speaking at the podium. He goes, look at this NIMBY. And I was like, what? You can't. Don't you say that about him.
No.
You don't know. You know what it is, Biggie?
Well, I have a guess.
Yeah.
Okay. Just from the initials there.
NIMBY.
I'm going to say, not in my backyard.
That's exactly it. I never heard that before.
Well, now, for the record, I didn't invent this. This is 50 years old.
I didn't know it. I never heard that before.
I never heard NIMBY. I've heard not really? In my backyard.
I've heard that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Christian goes, I got a pack of NIMBYs over here at the courthouse. And I just said, you can't say that.
What? Holding signs.
Yeah.
I think I heard George Carlin say it first.
Not in my backyard. A NIMBY. Remember, recently I heard Henry, high earner, not rich yet. It's a Henry. High earner, not rich yet.
Pickle.
Yeah, I was going to say, it took me a minute, too, to be like, where'd you hear that? And then he's exactly right.
Yeah.
You're a Henry if you're a high earner, but you're not rich yet.
Henry.
Nobody. We all want the stuff, but we don't want it
near us. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's always how it is.
Exactly. So it was a really, but of course, that's not in my backyard.
Well, those neighbors fought that. Mm-hmm. For years, they batted away like King Kong batting off airplanes at the Empire State Building.
Oh, I was so mad.
They kept
the
a lot
first
of development
time.
Out of
they
there.
Did. Yeah. They cut a lot out of there.
Yeah, but they're losing that battle now
to a storage facility. Like, who wants that? You know,
if
it was a great restaurant or something or a new grocery store, that's something.
You should have let the Trader Joe's come.
Exactly. They didn't let the Trader Joe's in. They did. They fought that tooth and nail. Boy, my friend the Diesel, Trader Joe's.
He was on the front line.
Trader Joe's was going to be put near him years before we actually got a Trader Joe's. And he fought and fought it. And they made the announcement, all right, the neighborhood has won. And I was so mad at him for costing us a Trader. It didn't come for another eight years. They found a different location for it, which actually turned out to be more convenient to my home. So,
yes, the current home.
All turned out well.
You know, and just saying this. Of all the grocery stores you could have near you, that's probably the most polite and pleasant.
The Trader Joe's?
The Trader Joe's.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
a much smaller footprint than one of the bigger ones, too.
Yeah, everyone's friendly. Yeah. The clientele is uppity, but stiff, but I mean not.
Wait a minute. I'm in there sometimes. You know.
As I was saying, the clientele
uppity?
Is
uppity. You're calling me uppity?
Stiff, yeah.
That's another example of me, one, wanting something. Like, give us a Trader Joe's, give us a Trader. Then they did, and I said, I'm not going to that.
Yeah.
I won't go in there.
Yeah.
And then finally I tried it, and it was like, oh, I like this.
Yeah. You know,
I enjoy being asked what I'm doing with the rest of my afternoon. I enjoy the niceties of the Trader Joe's. I'm guilty of that for sure. But yeah, he fought it, and that's exactly right. You don't want it near you, but you do want it in town. You want it somewhere, but not in my backyard, which is a NIMBY. And I had not heard that term before. The other thing, Randy Robert one. Randy Robert?
Uh-oh.
We haven't heard from you in forever. Randy Robert, you're talking about NIMBYs. Go ahead.
Well, I'm not talking about NIMBYs, but kind of like NIMBYs. We got so much excess building going down here and clear-cutting the trees and putting up all these three- and four-story condos that nobody's living in. And what I want to see is some drawbridge development here in Myrtle Beach. I want to see... It's what they call, you get in, you got yours. And it's time to roll the drawbridge up, and no more people coming in.
So you,
except for the tourists.
That's right. Only the tourists can use the drawbridge. I see. You get in, you get your piece of land, and then that's it. And then roll it up. Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Randy Robert. Always good to hear from you. How come we haven't heard from you in so long?
Man, it's not for a lack of trying.
Okay. All
okay.
Right.
I thought he'd done 3 months.
Me too. I thought you were in 3 to 6. Remember, that's last time.
Yeah, back out.
He's like, yeah, I was incarcerated there for a little while.
Haven't heard from you in a while. 90 days.
Yeah. That's Randy Robert.
90 days exactly.
Yeah. He'll do that. I always like hearing his voice, though. You know, it's soothing. It's settling. Get into a dim report here. We'll meet one of the most devious blackmailers in all of Thailand. Her story and her victims will absolutely shock you after your world in 60 seconds.
We are seeing the first significant impact of President Trump's tariffs on U.S. inflation. The Labor Department says consumer prices in June rose 2.7% from 1 year ago.
Police in Los Angeles are investigating the murders of an American Idol executive and her husband found shot to death at their home in Encino.
The MAGA movement's push for public disclosure of the Justice Department's files on notorious sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Now in includes a high-profile Trump ally, House Speaker Mike Johnson.
AL rallied in the game. NL has rallied in the swing. Oh! With the hat-trick! Look out, Chop House! National League takes the lead 4-3. Unbelievable.
Chop House got a little advertising there.
That's out there in the right hand or the right field bleachers in the Braves stadium.
That was Kyle Schwarber of the Phillies hitting 3 home runs in what they call the swing off after a tie in the Major League Baseball All-Star game last night. It was 6-6. What they did, I didn't know this. You send up 3 players from each team. They each get 3 swings. Schwarber hit all 3 of his out. They get 3 swings. That's it. And they got 4 home runs, 3 of which were Schwarber's. The American League got 3 combined, so the National League were declared the winners. By the way, that's only the second All-Star game won by the National League in the last 12. The American League 10-2 in the last.
They don't. Would they have any restrictions on who can play, or can it be any 3 you want?
You know, like, I'm not sure.
Why would you not send Judge and Otani?
It was manager pick.
Okay.
So,
had Schwarber played already in the game?
I think everybody had.
Yeah.
Because they tried to play them all by the end and it was over.
Yeah. And like, it's funny because like they only gave Clayton Kershaw like a batter or two and he was pulled.
Oh, really?
Did Otani swing the bat in the home run? He did not.
He didn't do the home run derby. No.
No, not the derby, the swing off.
No,
last night.
He did not. That was
Schwarber. And no Judge.
It was Alonzo, Schwarber. Oh, who else was it for the National?
I'll bet it's because Otani played like the first 2 innings and then was showered and done. You know, they're done. Once they, I bet it's because those guys have been sitting for 7 innings. Mm. They didn't want them to go take swings, pull a muscle or something when they're just up there swinging. You know, I hate to say they baby these guys, but you know, like Biggie was commenting, nobody takes part in the home run derby anymore. They don't want to hurt themselves. Mm. They don't want to have a bad second half of the season. After
that's
home run
why
derby.
The pitchers, you know, they get out there for 2 outs and they'll be like, nope, that's enough.
That's it. Yeah. They're
well, I mean, it's a show for the fans.
It is. It just it's so concentrated on more now. You know, years and years and years ago when Chris Dibb and I were kids, I never heard anything. I mean, they'd only pitch an inning or two, but still you never heard like, oh my God, let's get it. You know, don't swing the bat, don't do the home run derby. It's more they protect them more now.
Of course, now there's a big thing about blowing out, you know, young guys' arms and stuff, but you know, you just watch Paul Skeens pitch and that Scooble pitch.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they just launch the ball.
I mean,
it's unreal. And of course, it does make sense now. You hear more young people getting injuries because they're just throwing so damn hard.
Well, I think Chris Dim made the point a couple of weeks ago, and it's probably right, is that they don't play basketball or football anymore. They throw the ball year round. They throw the baseball year from age 8. You know, they're playing nothing but
it's
baseball.
It's the same motion with the arm.
Exactly. So by the time they're 25, they've got
tendons have worn out. Yeah. You need Tommy John
surgery.
Of course, now Clayton Kershaw's an older pitcher. It might be his last season.
Mm-hmm.
But it to me showed watching him pitch was still a little old school. Like at one point they said throw a curveball. And I mean, he just threw a masterful curveball that the guy swung at.
You know, Greg Maddux, that's my guy.
He would.
Oh, stop. Greg Maddux is my guy. Greg Maddux would throw it, 88 pitches, complete game, you know, 2-hitter, they win 3-0. Game takes 1 hour and 50 minutes. That's how you pitch. You know, you don't have to throw it
over. Where are the home runs?
You don't have to throw it over.
Yeah.
Whiny ass bitch. Lie.
You don't have to throw it 100 miles an hour. You can throw it 88 miles an hour.
Here comes Maddox's pitching. Snooze.
Nope.
It'll be 2-0.
That's what I like. Mm-hmm. I like a 2-0 ball game.
I'll tell you, I got a little insight now on how they pick the players to do the swing off.
Okay.
And it's in the article, it says, as much as you would have loved to have seen Judge and Otani, mm-hmm. the managers picked the players a couple days ago.
Oh, they did?
Yes.
Just in case.
And they must have known, like, these three guys would be fresh later. Like, we're not going to play them right out of the gate.
So I bet you those guys were in the game in the later innings. So, yes, they were already. Yeah. They were. Whereas so Otani and Judge had played in the first and second inning.
It was Schwarber, obviously, for the NL. Pete Alonso. And the Diamondbacks' third baseman, Eugenio Suarez.
Okay.
And for the American League, it was Brent Rooker, the A's, Randy Arozarena, who plays for the Mariners,
mm-hmm.
and Jonathan Aranda for Tampa Bay. But those are guys that are later picks in the All-Star,
mm-hmm.
so they're going to play them in the later innings.
Yeah, it makes sense. Mm. I understand that. I get that.
Okay.
I think the guy for the A's is the one who said, they ask him, he's like having a phenomenal season for the A's. And they ask him, you know, what taught you growing up? And he goes, my mom won't want to hear this, but it's video games. It was the video he played, and his hand-eye coordination got so much better because he played so many video games, baseball and other games too.
Oh,
and
sure.
He's like, my hand-eye got so good from sitting there on my video games, my Xbox or whatever it was, that now I feel like I'm twitchier, faster at playing baseball.
How about that?
I can't co-sign on it.
No, it's too modern.
No.
Old school. Give me Greg Maddux. Give me Tony Gwynn. That's the guys I want.
Tony Gwynn. Oh, man.
I know. The great, you know.
Where's the bunt?
Where's the bunt? Where's the C&I single? Where's
the hit and run?
Where's Greg Maddux throwing me an 88-pitch complete game.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That starts the Dim Report.
Right well, there. this one blew my mind when I read it, and it's a country we don't often visit on the Dim Report. Thailand. News from other countries. Quite a scandal making headlines there. Authorities say a woman seduced multiple men into sexual relationships and then pressured them to make blackmail payments. She would take videos, she would take pictures, et cetera, et cetera. In some cases, she would fake pregnancies.
Were they cheating on their wives? Is that how she blackmailed
them? They were not. They're Buddhist monks.
Oh,
geez. Oh.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's got to be an angle I'm not seeing yet.
Oh, that's worse. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Buddhist monks are, not only are they supposed to be celibate, they're not supposed to touch women.
Oh.
And she got receipts.
Jeez.
And she got paid. The woman is supposedly in her mid-30s. Her name is, let me get this name here right, Willawam Msawat. She received just under, in the past 3 years, you want to guess how much she received in blackmail payment? 3 years. Buddhist monks.
I'll say $100,000.
Biggest in $100,000.
I'll say
over to you, Chris Kelly.
$200,000.
$200,000. Price is Right rules go to Chris Kelly. Just a shade under $12
million. Oh, my God.
Oh, damn. Should I be a Buddhist monk?
You might as well.
Do you touch women?
No.
Not anymore.
You like Thai food?
I do.
Yes. Yes. I'd say why not?
Can you
not?
Shave your head?
Yeah. Shave your head?
Yes.
Can you sit on a pillow?
Yes. And wear robes?
Yes.
Yeah,
do it.
I do that all at home now.
Do it. You might as well be one. Get some money. You're right.
The thing, apparently, her mobile phone was filled with evidence against her. And you might appreciate this too, Biggie. Apparently, she blew almost all the money on gambling websites.
Mm.
So she's not even rich.
Well, you can see both sides of this. You could be the monk. You could be her. You're blowing a lot of money on those.
Yeah.
Boy, that is incredible. You know, in that movie I like about the diddling priests, they give stats about priests who just had sex with women, not necessarily, you know, doing the horrible crimes. And it was like 50%. That's what the number
is. Breaking their vows?
Breaking their vows.
Well, it's a big part of our favorite new priest movie.
Oh, the Conclave.
Conclave.
Yep. One of them broke the vows. Broke the vows.
Broke the vows, and that comes up when they're thinking about making him pope.
Yeah, the waitress is his daughter.
And maybe one of the slyest ways ever to be like, hey, by the way, we know. Here, Dad.
What? Well, Dad, here's your eggs Benedict.
Yeah.
He doesn't get any votes.
It's Father.
After that, yeah. Let's play the feud, 866-470-2GNC. BB Shea's coming in here in a moment. You can pick him to be your family member, your partner, or you can pick Chris Dim, or you can pick Biggie. That's next, Two Guys Named Chris Show.